Testimony. I have thought that when I confess my sins, God can forgive them because He loves me. But God's act of forgiving my sins is entirely based on righteousness. I used to think that when I confess my sins, God could forgive them because He loved me. But God's act of forgiving my sins is based entirely on righteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Footnote 2. God is faithful in His word and righteous in the blood of Jesus His Son. His word is the word of the truth of His gospel, which tells us that He will forgive us our sins because of Christ, and the blood of Christ has fulfilled His righteous requirements that He might forgive us our sins. If we confess our sins, He, according to His word and based on the redemption through the blood of Jesus, forgives us because He must be faithful in His word and righteous in the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, He would be unfaithful and unrighteous. This week's outline states, Roman numeral number 1a. Our experience of Christ rests upon the foundation of God's righteousness. B. The foundation is God's righteousness, the unshakable foundation of God's throne. Roman numeral number 5g. To say that righteousness will dwell in the new heavens and new earth means that everything will be in order, headed up, and regulated. According to these outlines, the experiences of Christ must be based on the righteousness, and righteousness brings reign and order. Here I give the testimony of my previous workplace. Shortly after being headhunted to join the Japanese subsidiary of a U.S.-based company, I realized that all the executives at the Japanese subsidiary were ignoring the U.S. headquarters' key strategy. From God's perspective, this is clearly unrighteous. 1 month after joining the company, I held a headquarters-wide meeting and explained the following during the first hour. Our U.S. headquarters is exceptionally strong, and our stock price has reached the highest level in the industry. They have established a key strategy that underpins all actions. Every member of our Japanese subsidiary must understand this key strategy and make it our own key strategy. The outline of my message was written in English, and I reported it directly to the U.S. headquarters. As a result, the U.S. headquarters was very pleased and said, "Because we have this person, we at headquarters can invest in Japan with confidence." One day, one of my subordinates asked me, "Why are you able to so readily incorporate the key strategy from the U.S. headquarters into your own strategy?" I immediately replied, "This company is not my company. I am not invited when they decide on key strategy. Therefore, I don't know how this was decided. But regardless, as long as I receive a salary from this company, I must do my utmost to follow their policies for the sake of this company's interests. Otherwise, I would be unrighteousness toward the company. Unless the foundation of righteousness is laid in my church life, family life, and business life, I cannot be blessed by God."